Hello and welcome to the Last Show Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to the show. My name is Courtney Shane Williams. I'm the host of the Last Show Podcast. I'm a stand-up comedian based out of Tampa, Florida. This is how it gets down. You can subscribe to the show. Please, please subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google, TuneIn Radio. Go to my website, CourtneyShaneWilliams.com. That's KORTNEYShaneWilliams.com. You can see where I'm performing. I slipped up this week, man. I forgot to tweet out the link for the virtual comedy show I did. I brought bars. Oh, the show was great. I had to stay up till 12 a.m. at night to do the show, but the show was great. Shout out to Dan Mills. In this show that he has, dude out of Bellingham, Washington, has a really good show. Well, it was a good show when I was there. I can't guarantee anything else about the show. The show is all based on who's on it, you know? It's kind of like, hey, I love Full House, you know? But what if they replace, like, Danny Tanner with, you know, Urkel? Yeah, I don't think it's the same show. Probably not as good, but maybe it is. You know, what? That's interesting. Why was Full House never made with black people? Huh? Racism. So you can do that. You can do that. Check me out on Instagram and Twitter at Courtney Shane. That's KORTNEY Shane, and that's where you can get me at socially. I'm still on social media, unlike some of us. I can start the show in a lot of places, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, there's a lot of plays I can start the show. I can start the show with the Indians trading the best player on their team for pennies on the dollar. Pennies. I can start with Browns. The fact that the Cleveland Browns shouldn't even be playing a game this weekend because the whole team has COVID, you know? And the Pittsburgh, oddly enough, were like the one team in the NFL that actually were affected where the games were moved around the most because of COVID. Like, basically, the COVID Bowl is this weekend. Today, I'm recording this at 3 p.m. on the dot on Sunday, man. I could talk about that. There's a lot of things to talk about. I could talk about Dan Le Batard. I could talk about that. Ohio State gets played national championship on Monday. They have COVID, too. In case you're wondering, I think it's still a regional thing, you know? I mean, I'm in Florida, so yeah, we're safe. We can take the mask off, you know? Future style. Oh, there's a lot of places to start. But I need to start with the insurrection at the Capitol. Now, two things. Number one, I didn't even know what an insurrection was. I didn't know insurrection was a thing. Apparently, this is something that white people knew the entire time. Why didn't y'all tell us about the insurrection? We was out there protesting. We was busy looting and rioting, trying to get our point across. We could have just had an insurrection. Y'all ain't give us the directions to the Capitol. Not a single black person went to the Capitol building. Like, people went to the police station. Do you see? Black people, we went to all the places we knew how to get to, right? So to be like, oh, well, why were they looting at the Gucci store? Because we knew how to get to Gucci. Like, we knew how to get to the mall, police station. I mean, we've been there so many times, and we got people we know in there. So we knew how to get to the police station, the courthouse. Like, those are the places we knew how to get to. We didn't know how to get to the Capitol building because you didn't give us directions. Why didn't you drop us a pin? Like, we would have met you at the Capitol if that's what you needed. But they didn't stage the insurrection. The dumbest people in America somehow thought, I know what I'm going to do. Go to the Capitol building. And they went and they staged an insurrection. One thing I noticed coming off of it, and I'm going to be real with you. Oh, it was terrible. What happened was terrible. But y'all don't come here for terrible. You come here for the jokes. But full disclaimer, I want to put it out there. What happened was terrible. Y'all ain't gonna cancel me, okay? What happened was terrible. Someone lost their life. That's the worst. Police officers. Someone that went to work that day didn't know that they weren't gonna come home because some jackwagons fired up by a racist had him sitting there in a compromised position, lack preparedness. My heart goes out to him and his family. That's awful. Unspeakable, beyond words. It really, really is. But the actual Capitol and me watching on TV, it didn't really affect me like that. I mean, I watched it on TV and I wasn't affected. No tear came to my eye. I didn't feel like my freedom had gotten compromised. I didn't feel like this was a mark on America. Now, after I watched news coverage, I got a grip of what it was. But even now, like, it didn't, like, hit home with me. I saw some people on, TV, ESPN, you know. I had to go check my doors. I had to make sure nobody could come in. If they can do that to the Capitol, what can they do to me? Bruh, they could have been knocked your door in. Kendrick Perkins. Yeah, I mean, come on. They've been knocked your door in. I got to protect my family. Dog, you've been protecting your family, dog. Every black person in this country is on red alert. That's just the way it is. I didn't feel anything. I literally didn't, and it probably is a bad thing. I didn't feel anything. I felt like, wow, this is really happening. Whoa, they did what? Oh, man, they break it. Oh, that's federal property. That's the only thing that went through my mind. Like, all these are federal offenses. There's heavy jail time behind what they're doing right now. Those are the things that went through my head. And even now, like I said, looking back on it, it's still, while it seems real, while I know it happened, it's not like a black person getting gunned down by the police officer. Truth be told, I will say one thing did happen. I jog like early in the morning, miles and miles and miles. You know, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to stunt. But you know what I mean? I may or may not have jogged like 20 miles in the last 2 weeks. But one thing that is happening now, when I jog through neighborhoods and I'm not completely familiar, like I am looking over my shoulder at all times. Like I'm turning my headphones down. I'm well aware of what's going on around me. Every time a car comes past me, like it almost takes my breath away. When I see a car starting to slow down, like I start moving out of the street as far as I can get through the sidewalk as much as possible. So they have to get out their car to try to attack me. These are the things that I'm aware of. The Capitol, not one of them. So when I saw it, I was here for the jokes. I'm not gonna lie, dude. When I saw my man steal a podium, I was like, this is all up. My man went into the Capitol and found Nancy Pelosi's desk. How these people, by the way, knew the architect, what's it called? Knew the layout of the Capitol building is beyond me. Cause I saw him break into Nancy Pelosi's office. What's my black man that from South Carolina? I saw him break into his office. You know, I saw him sitting in the chair speaking at the house. Ain't nobody get to Lindsey Graham's office. I mean, all the white people that have been perpetuating this mob, none of them got attacked that day. Where was Mitt Romney's office at, man? Ain't nobody did none of that. Nobody. I watched the insurrectionists. I watched them kick their feet up on the desk. The Confederate flag waving inside the state capitol is actually the thing that got me pissed off. That's the thing that actually brought a tear to my eye. Anybody, and I'm talking about anybody within the sound of my voice, and I'm talking about you, that can still sit there and stand behind that disgusting hate symbol, when that thing was the thing that got people so charged up, they stormed inside of the White House. Stormed inside of the White House behind that piece of racism. Anybody that can sit here and talk to me about heritage, you are the scummiest of the scumbag. You know. Oh, don't try to plead ignorance. Oh, well, you know what I mean? It's just my hair. I just grew up with... No, you're not ignorant. Anybody still back in this whole process, we know what the deal is now. We know these people got charged up. We know the racist rhetoric being spewed. Oh, you cannot hide. No. We will not remember the people that spoke against us. We will remember those who didn't speak. Ignorance is not a choice. That's my favorite part about this time. It really, really is. When people sit up there and say, oh, well, you can't even disagree anymore, you know, because if I support Trump, then people think I'm a racist. Because you are. That's right. I said it. I said it on the last show podcast. I said it. Because you are. If you decide to support somebody that's a racist, that's what you are, dog. Yeah, well, they broke in. You know, these people were taken over. It's not like them. No, it is like you. That's you. That was in you. To quote the great philosopher, great granddaddy Perry, don't apologize. That was in you, dude. Don't tell me you made a mistake. That's who you are. Don't tell me you ain't down with the insurrections. Don't tell me you ain't down with racism. Don't tell me that's what you're not down with when you support Donald Trump. You support hatred. Period. Fix yourself. That's what you need to do. You can't conquer what you won't confront. You need to confront that evil up in you, dog, and get that up out of you, man. It's one thing to be like, I'm conservative, I'm a Republican, I support that. That's one thing. I ain't talking about that. There's plenty of things in the Conservative Party I actually agree with. There is zero I agree with when it comes to Donald Trump. Zero. Zero. So when them cats broke up inside of the White House and they was stealing stuff. First of all, if you're going to steal something you can sell on eBay. All right. Don't steal a podium and Nancy Pelosi's filing cabinet. I saw a dude in there dressed like Red Dead Redemption. By the way, if these scumbags would trust science and they had an actual mask on, chances are they would have got away with it because they actually opened the doors for them. Because that's how racism works. Yet, to quote the great philosophers, Rage Against the Machine, those that join forces are the same that burn crosses. Those that join forces are the same that burn crosses. So when I saw them, hey, what, y'all want to storm the Bastille? Let me go unlock the door. The police unlocked the door for these racism to run amok. That's what they did. So when I saw them going all throughout the house and y'all stealing stuff, man, steal stuff you can sell on eBay, man. Look, black people were rioting and looting all summer, dog. A lot of people out there for the right reasons. That's one thing they're going to say. Hey, man, a lot of these Trump supporters, they're good people. I know, no, they're not good people. They're all terrible people. Anybody that's a Trump supporter is a terrible person. I said it on the last show podcast for the second time I said it. Well, there's a lot of people that are good people. You know, they just, these people that storm, but they are criminals. I can't believe what got into them is the orange one, right? So one thing they didn't realize, though, is when the Black Lives Matter protest was going on and they had people who were terrible people that were looting and rioting, they were looting stuff they could actually sell. Okay, you can't loot a podium. You can't get rid of that on eBay, dog. You got to take some better stuff. If you're going to storm the White House. I'm sure the White House has some stuff. They got some silverware, some napkins, something you can sell on eBay, an autograph. Do something like that, man. And wait until the nighttime, dog. You can't just rob somebody during the middle of the day. We can see you. Wear a mask. Wait till the nighttime. Steal some better stuff. And by golly, don't record it. I mean, don't record it. And if you, come on, man. You ain't never watched The Godfather? Don't call me on the landline, man. Get you a burner phone, dog. Don't record it. These white people were the worst looters of all time. That was my big takeaway. No emotion, no real sadness, just shame. Have we taught you nothing? How much rap music have your kids been listening to? You still don't understand? Real G's move in silence like lasagna. What are you doing? You're gonna go to jail. Go to jail for stealing something good. That's the crazy part too, dog. Like, you're gonna go to the big house. These are federal crimes, by the way. And some of the people are not gonna get caught. But the one dude showed up and still had his job ID around his neck. That dude's going to jail. The dude that showed up with the Red Dead Redemption bear costume, he's going to jail. The dude that stole the podium, hey, that guy lives in Florida. I recognize that guy. Like, I didn't know that guy, but I recognize that guy. He got like a family of five, too. Look at that as a scumbag. Goes inside of the Capitol building, and now you going to jail. What about your wife and kids? You know what I mean? Now we got to take care of them. Come on. They going to live off the government, you scumbag. He going to jail. Your man that kicked his feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk and decided to leave a note. I don't know whose bright idea was leaving a note. Okay, now they know your handwriting. You know how many ways they can match you to the scene of the crime? Have you not been paying attention? You ain't did the education. Y'all sat up there touching people's pencils, touching dude, they will dust that entire place and find every last one of y'all, man. Wear some gloves. Wear a mask. Watch black people looting videos. Do some education around this whole process. And now y'all are going to jail, to the big house, federal crimes. You're going to be sitting next to rapists and killers. And somebody's going to ask, hey, what are you in for? Oh, man, I stole a podium at the Capitol building. Oh, man, you're one of the dudes, right? You know, you better join the Donald Trump gang as soon as possible, dog. And sleep with one eye open, like CVS. Ain't that what they say? Night and night. Keep it tight. It's the last show podcast. It's called The Last Show because this may be it. And another thing, by the way, man. How'd that challenging the election thing go? I mean, all you people that got all charged up, you drunk all them energy drinks, you had a handful of racism, and you thought, we're going to overturn the election. How did that work out? You scumbags is going to jail, and Biden's still president. And we're taking your guns, by the way. All you guys were worried. Oh, they're gonna take my guns, and they're going to close down the fact. That's right. We're starting the clean energy program, and we're coming for your pistols. And guess what? You can't even stop us because you're in jail. Idiots. Welcome back to the Last Show. Welcome back to the Last Show podcast, brother. Night Moves, Bob Seger. Tell you, man, something about this Bob Seger night move beginning to. By the way, Bob Seger, this song can get you canceled. You got to listen to the lyrics. Bob was on one, dog. Speaking of night moves, I was watching Superbad with my wife last night. The weird thing about Superbad is that Jonah Hill, man, he got old. It's weird how things happen that way. And it was a lot of risky behavior in that movie, man. It's a lot of stuff in that movie. Seth Rogen, that can get you canceled. I mean, I don't know where we found that movie. But you should take that off all streaming platforms immediately. Working on the Night Moves, Bob Seger, The Silver Bullets. You know, I didn't know nothing about Bob Seger, Sammy Hagar. I still don't know nothing about Sammy Hagar, but I remember this dude I worked with when I worked a corporate job at Coca-Cola. They was talking about something like Bob Seger, something like that. And I'm like, who is Bob Seger? I didn't, you know, in case you guys notice, you know, some of y'all may not know, but you might hear it in my voice. Yeah. My parents, we didn't grow up with a lot of Bob Seger around our house. Wasn't a lot of the Silver Bullets being played, you know. My dad went to school on the West Side, but, you know, we weren't the West Side. And I'm just saying, there's plenty of records when I play them. It's like, oh, man, you never heard of Cold Baloney by the Isley Brothers? Where have you been? You know, but Night Moves. So this dude let me borrow this DVD, and I took it home. And the first, it was a Bob Seger live concert. I didn't get past the first song. First song was so fire, I couldn't get that first song. First song was Still the Same. And I was listening to the lyrics. I'm like, oh, Bob is going hard. Then I was listening to Bob Seger, and I don't know why Night Moves got stuck in my head. I was like, hey, I'm going to listen to some Night Moves. Of course, since that time, I've listened to more Bob Seger. Bob Seger, you know what I mean? He got that stick. I'm listening though, to Night Moves because it was stuck in my head. And I'm like, man. Is there anything like Bob Seger now? I was like, oh, John Mayer. And I happen to like John Mayer too, man. Night Moves, Bob Seger. So check this out, man. They done locked your homeboy Trump out of everything, dog. Trump has gotten banned from everything except being president of the United States. How is that possible? Hey, man, he got banned from Spotify. It was a couple of them on there. I'm like, y'all are piling on now. You know what I mean? I mean, far be it from me to have compassion for the races. But, you know what I mean? Y'all are piling on, man. This dude can't even get on Spotify? Come on, man, dude. He can't even listen to music. Trump walking around in the White House humming to himself. Because the last thing you're going to let somebody do is borrow your Spotify account. That's the worst. You cannot let somebody borrow it because then they start listening to music. It messes up your algorithm. You know? You know? That's, you know, if I let Trump hold my Spotify account, and the next thing I know is like, dude, what's all this Van Morrison? Into the Mystic? Is that a lot of Elvis in here now? Oh my, John Wayne did an audio album? What is this doing on my Spotify account, right? So you can't let nobody just use your Spotify when you don't know who they are. I live with three people, including my daughter. We have five Spotify accounts, okay? I got my account. She got her account. The baby got her account. We got a family account in case anybody come over the house, they can use it. Then I have an account that's with the Alexa speaker, right? Because anytime somebody say, hey, Alexa, play, you know, Still the Same by Bob Seger. I don't want them knowing that I played that. I don't want that messing up, man. I'm busy listening to Pac, you know. All of a sudden, the Hollywood Nights come on. I'm like, what does this have to do with me? I like the Bee Gees, but I don't like the Bee Gees like that, right? So Trump got banned on Spotify. Some of y'all piling on, though. I saw he got banned from Pinterest. Honestly, dog, Pinterest. He got banned from Google. That dude can't even find out where stuff is. That dude's like, yo, hey, find out where your resignation slip is, dog. But he got banned from Pinterest, Shopify. They took down the man's website. Where's his son, by the way? Oh, coked out Don Jr. is usually, you know, he's out and about this hour. Because this is usually when cokeheads wake up, you know, about 3:20 on Sunday. You know what I mean? They've been binging all week and they get to Sunday. Oh, man, I got to get my life together. You know, I need to go to church. So they go to the afternoon service and thinking they're going to turn it around. Little did they know, Sunday night is right around the corner. Right back into the binge, right? Where's Don Jr.? Where's Ivanka? Where's his wife, by the way? I remember everybody telling me how smart Melania is. Milana, oh, she has such great words. She got so much. Melania, she didn't have to put up them Christmas decorations again. F them kids. That's what she told y'all. Where Melania at? All these people that profited off the racist machine. Where goes thou? I'm trying to figure out. I look around. There's only murderers in this room, dog. My man then got banned from everything. Everything, dude. And here we are. I sit here in Florida and I hear people tell me how smart Donald Trump is. Look at all the money he made. Hey, man, you need some black women in your life. Because Kamala Harris told you, and she told you good. Everything he ever had, he's running to the ground. Everything, every company he's ever had, he's running into the ground. And now he ran the country into the ground. You're welcome. You're welcome. And by the way, y'all should be doggone happy Biden won the election. Doggone. Every one of you Republicans, you better be happy. Happy Biden won that election, dog. We saved you again. You're welcome. And I say we by extension. We meaning Detroit and Atlanta. You're welcome. I'm not from Atlanta. I'm not from Detroit. I don't even think I've spent a night in Detroit. You know what I mean? Which says more about me than them. I'm not throwing no jabs at Detroit. What y'all did for the country is an honorable thing. No more Detroit jokes are coming from me. I've never spent a night in either places, but you're welcome. You're welcome. All right? Now we can get some things actually done. And by the way, Biden, don't let it go to your head. You just happen to be at the right place at the right time. Okay? You're welcome, though. Got saved. They trying to impeach Trump for the second time. I find it funny, too, all the Republican people, or people against it, rather. We don't have enough time to impeach him. You confirmed a Supreme Court justice in 7 days, man. And you ain't got time to impeach him twice? By the way, if he gets impeached, he can't run for president again. So some of y'all need to go ahead and let this impeachment go. What are you waiting on? You done lost the House. You done lost the Senate. Biden can do whatever he wants to do at this point. Oh, wait till you get a load of AOC's tax returns. I do want to see AOC's tax returns, you know. I wish it had the expenses on there. You know what I mean? I'm sure AOC probably eat organic everything. AOC probably get organic cotton ball. But Trump, man, started a race war that he didn't know how to stop. So for a while, though, some of these, like, yo, he just trolling. Like, he is a racist, but, like, he knows, like, it's over. I didn't think that he was going to be able to effectively inspire that many people that didn't know consequences were behind his action, and there's going to be a real crazy insurrection. So now we're here. Trump basically is locked inside of the White House for the next 10 days. He can't do nothing. He can't do nothing. Can't go on Spotify. Can't go on Pinterest. Can't go on Twitter. Oh, they took the man's Twitter. That probably hurt the worst. The man taking his Twitter. Somebody that lives for the applause of everyone else can't even get on there and soak in the applause. He can't even troll people, dog. A professional troll can't troll. And they took it forever. Forever. To me, if you Donald Trump, you got it. First things first, you got to get a burner. That's first. Because if you get a burner, Twitter won't even know. Get a burner and get you a bot account, man. You know what I mean? Like Donald Trump 77257878087. Get one of those accounts. You know what I mean? Join a message board. He got banned from Reddit. You know how bad it got to be to get banned from Reddit? They got porn on Reddit, man. He got bad porn, by the way, too. They should take some of that down. People out here get desperate. They got that too, man. Not only that, if he ends up getting tried or even convicted of the idea of inciting a riot with all of his other cronies, it takes back all of those pardons he gave to those people, which means Don Jr. could go to jail too. Which Don Jr., he may end up doing okay in jail, because you can still get coke in jail. You know what I mean? They bring it through somebody's booty hole, but it's cocaine nonetheless. I mean, once it's in your nose, it's done. You only got to smell the booty for a little bit. I mean, how much booty can you take? Yeah, sometimes you want some bad enough. Yeah, got to go through some booty. Ain't that what happened with Andy Dufresne? He climbed through clean on the other side. You'll watch that movie again. Morgan Freeman, he looked at that hole. Nah, I'm going to see if they'll let me out on good behavior. I don't want freedom that bad. So that's it, man. The end of an era. By the way, lest you guys think that I'm not here for the jokes, I actually started the day Trump, the day of the election in November, I started a move out playlist for Donald Trump. I can unveil it on the podcast. No one's going to know. By the time the podcast come out, I'll be already with the podcast, or already with the playlist. On Spotify, haven't released it yet. Still working on it. All you guys that listen to the podcast, if you have some songs you'd like me to add to the Move Out playlist, I will add it. But basically, I put together a playlist because, you know, whenever you have, you know, you move or you're cleaning, you get some music to get in your soul, give you a little spunk, right? To go ahead and move the hell out, all right? So you need music, right? Yeah, people, we're going to have a moving party, you know? And what they really want you to do is carry their heavy stuff. But, you know, they give pizza and beers, and they throw on some music. You listen to Stevie Wonder, the stuff don't even feel as heavy as it normally does. So I'm doing a move-out playlist for Donald Trump, all right? And you can imagine what's on this playlist. Oh, but I'm not going to give it all away on the podcast. I have a playlist for Donald J, man, so we can move on up out of here, all right? All right, so Ohio State plays the national championship on Monday. Another game that probably shouldn't be played, but it is what it is. At this point, I'm recording this on Sunday at 3:30 now, and I'm recording this podcast before the national championship, before the Browns playoff game, because I assume they're going to lose both of them. And far be it for me to stay up late, you know what I mean, to break news. If they lose, or if they win, I'll record another podcast. If they lose, I'll just act like it didn't happen, and I'll just come back next week still doing my thing, right? I do fully expect the Browns especially to lose today. Ohio State actually has a better chance because, you know, it's 18, 20-year-old kids. You know, stuff happens. Weird stuff happens. But the Cleveland Browns had one practice in the last 2 weeks. I fully expect them to lose. Their head coach won't be actually coaching. I fully expect them to lose. By the way, if you're Kevin Stefanski, you got to violate the rules. I mean, you got it. Don't text. Don't do anything that's going to be tracked down to you. But you need to find a payphone. Coach the entire game from a payphone in Denver. You know what I mean? Really throw them off the scent, man. It's a payphone by my house. Kevin, text me. I'll get on the payphone and call. You know, we'll do it like that. But Browns got COVID. I don't think they're going to win. National championship, I still roll with Ohio State. If you ask me to pick the winner, I would actually pick Alabama, but I want Ohio State to win. But if I'm putting money on a game, I mean, I'm going to put money on the team that don't have COVID. I mean, it's really that simple. Ohio State at full strength, I actually think they have a shot to win. Like I said, I think they got athletes out there. They got athletes and they got meat. If they actually run the ball and can't take that back, if they can control the line of scrimmage and run the ball, I actually think they will win the game. I actually do. Because I think once they can get that going,
The fact that you know you're down 20 players, you're just going to go with what works. You're not going to be trying to do any kind of, you know, deep passes. You're not going to be doing any kind of risky things when you got 20 guys. You know what happens when you do risky stuff? People get injured, you know? And you know what happens when you have 20 guys? You don't have 22, all right? So you just got to go ahead and play it that way. I think they can win. Cleveland Browns. I actually had Dan Orlovsky said something that was really kind of profound, which is weird because I don't even watch pregame, but somehow Dan Orlovsky was on my screen. And Dan Orlovsky said the Cleveland Browns absolutely have a chance of winning because the head coach scripts the beginning of plays. They script like the first, whatever, 10, 20 plays are scripted. They're just going off a script. He goes, so if the Cleveland Browns can get a lead, a big lead, 10-point lead, so in the beginning of the game, they have a chance of winning because that means those scripted plays work, and now they can basically just hold on for dear life, you know? He said, but if they're up by like 3 points or they're losing, they have no chance, okay? So that's what I'm rolling with. I'm rolling with Dan Orlovsky. So all you need to do is watch the first two quarters, all right? Other than that, get you some rest. Levitard. Oh, last thing on the list, man. You guys know I'm part of I ain't part of the Stugatz Army, but I'm part of the Levitard. I've been listening to the Levitard show for, oh my gosh, probably 20 years, longer than that probably. They broke away from ESPN. He's starting some thing with John Skipper, which I'm not interested in. But the Levitard show this week was fantastic, man. It was really good. You can tell a difference in the show. The show is just as funny, but it was really cool, man. It was really nice. It made me smile. It's weird, man. It's not like they're in my family. I'm not one of them dudes, but it almost made me happy that they sounded happy. And then when they tell some of the backstory of things that were going along and like, oh, that was, oh yeah, I remember that. Oh yeah, you know, like him leaving ESPN is bad for ESPN. At least I think so. At the same time, he's a single entity. It's like Dan Patrick or Rich Eisen or any of the Michael Smith. By the way, Michael Smith, man, first sports show on Peacock TV. I see you, brother. Landed on all four. Landed on all four. I'm sorry, I got caught up. Landing on your feet is what I mean. So those are single entities, though. The machine keeps going. The machine doesn't stop. We leave, we come, we go, but the machine keeps going. So it won't really matter for the machine of ESPN, but the DNA of that show and Levitard and the creativity is something to be marveled. It actually inspires me to be more creative and to do more things and to include people around me that, you know, can profit and we can go up together and go down together because eventually we will go down. Like, you know what I mean? I'm spending all this, you know what I mean? I started collecting watches because this stuff is coming with me. You're going to throw these watches in the casket. That's the way it's going to work. I'm going to get buried with an Omega. Let's wrap up the show. Thank you for tuning into the Last Show Podcast. Subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google, TuneIn Radio. Go to my website, CourtneyShaneWilliams.com. Instagram and Twitter at Courtney Shane. That's at KORTNEY Shane. Hey, man, it's been real. Be safe. Don't do anything crazy that's going to get you locked up, all right? Take it easy. Peace.
Oh, I say it. I say it again. You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok. This is what he does.
Aha. Aha. What do you know from funny, you bastard?
Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other.
Climate of hate means that this is the result of something. And when I said chickens coming home the roost, I said the same thing.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Hasta luego.